Joined now by Knoxville Boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr as we talk about how the Panthers are going to be doing today. Skylar, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good seeing you. It's that time of year again.
Well, first few days of practice, how's it gone for you?
It's definitely a difference than we've had the last 3 years I've been the head coach. Have a little bit of a younger lineup. We still have a couple experienced guys, but a lot of new faces you'll see in the lineup this year that we hope to continue to build and fall in the footsteps of people like Dan Gorski, Marco Alejo, and Luke Spohr. They can do that. I think we'll be set up pretty good for the future.
Yeah, you lost a lot of talent last year. A couple of them were wrestling in red and white over at Central College. It's good to see them continuing their career. But, is it young and inexperienced, or do they have a little bit of experience at least to, fall back on?
We got probably a little bit of both. There's some young kids that's wrestled the last couple of years. I wouldn't say that a couple of years is a lot of experience when it comes to wrestling. And then we have a couple of freshmen that's more than a couple that's wrestled from the time I think I remember putting my kid in little kids wrestling. So since they were little second graders. So they have some experience, just not as much mat time as some of the other kids we've had in the past. So I hope to fix that in the coming years and get them as many opportunities as possible to develop into the kids they can be. So
I'm sure you're, going to have wrestle-offs here very soon and don't have a varsity lineup yet, but who are some of the guys you're looking at right now that have some spots that, you're looking for?
We have Center and Reggie back, so Reggie will be back at heavyweight. Center's going to basically pick his weight for the lineup. I kind of have that in mind. I don't want to give that away for him yet, though. Some other ones, I think some of the freshmen you're going to see are Justin Ferguson, Jaden Alexander, Gavin Alexander. I think all three of those kids have an ability to step up, get into the varsity lineup, maybe throw Mason Sage in there a little bit. Then obviously Joe Finnegan, he's been around basically since he's a sophomore, and he always finds his way into the lineup. Just a hard scrapper, I'm sure he'll find a way in there. But I do think you'll see some big things from Grant Garrison. I think he's making the cut down to 106. He's going to be a big 106 pounder, and if he wrestles like he did towards the end of the year, I think he's going to be pushing for a state tournament berth. So
you had some guys go to state last year. Gorski got on the podium, but then you had a couple guys that just missed out. Reagan Roberts, one of them, and a couple others. I'm sure they've got that little chip on their shoulder coming back this year and wanting to get to Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I think Reagan's definitely not going to let it slip through his fingers this time. Like I think we talked about last spring, Reagan probably had the best heavyweight of any of the heavyweights in Iowa that didn't make the state tournament. And then, yeah, we had a couple others that were close. A lot of them graduated or for some reason didn't go out this year. Maybe we can get them back in the next week or so. But, yeah, I really need to get them back to the podium. It'd be really nice to get one pushed through from the fall in the semis and get one into the finals. We'll see how this year goes, though, about that.
Talking to Knoxville Boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr on KNIA KVLS. And, let's talk about you got a girls team now to share things with. And, that's a good thing. That kind of can manage some practices now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it shows that we need more than two mats, not quite enough space for us or two facilities, especially when you have two teams of 20. So it's different, but it's also kind of nice to go home after school some days and then be able to hang out before it's dark out and then come back. So that's not terrible. I know they wrestled last night. They're off, I think 2-1. They're off to a pretty good start. I mean, they're in good hands. The guy that taught me how to be a head coach is their head coach. So I think they'll be good hands, and I expect big things coming from them for the next couple of years, knowing they don't have any seniors this year. So.
Yeah, and you got Coach Hatch maybe kind of lean on a little bit too now to kind of bounce some questions off of.
Yeah, even though you haven't seen it very many meets, anytime I've had a question pop up or a scenario or what would he do or what would I go ask him, he's still in the same building I am. So I've still had access to be able to get some of my knowledge from him.
Who are some guys that's really kind of surprising you? I know we're only a couple days into the workouts, but who are some guys that really stuck out and kind of opened your eyes a little bit?
Breda's really working compared. I mean, he worked last year, but he was new, first-year wrestler. This year, he's actually feeling some things. Finnegan's, Joe always works hard. And like I said, I'd go back to Jaden Alexander, Justin Ferguson. They've really been some pretty bright spots so far. They showed a lot of knowledge. I mean, Justin's only a second or third year wrestler, but I watched him a lot in middle school last year, and he's had some tough close matches with some really tough kids that have been wrestling around the state of Iowa for a while now.
Where do you think the strength of your team is going to be, lower, middle, or upper weights this year?
I think it just depends on what the lineup looks for any given duel. If everything would fall into place the way I'd appreciate, I think our upper weights could be pretty decent, but we'll just have to see. I think once you get above 50, we'll be all right.
Is it kind of, meat by meat right at the first, maybe trying some guys or, getting some guys to try, a weight class or two?
Yeah, it'll definitely be. I know we won't have our full lineup until after Christmas break. We have some eligibility issues from years past. So we for sure won't have the full lineup until after Christmas break. And maybe we'll just do some guys options and then basically, the best guy will win. I know all the freshmen want to get in the lineup. It's just finding out where to get them in the lineup at.
So. Let's talk about South Central Conference. Always a tough conference in wrestling. What's the conference looking like this year?
I think in the next decade, the South Central Conference is going to be pretty good. I mean, Eddyville, Albia, Centerville, they've all know what they're doing. I mean, every coach in this conference knows what they're doing. Davis County. But with that Moyer Elite going on down in Oski, that's producing a lot of kids going to multiple different schools in the conference. So I really expect the level of competition to kind of go back up to what it was when we were having 5 or 6 state champs a year in the conference. I'm hoping it gets back to that level because competition in the conference makes everyone better. So.
And obviously, the goals and everything. You always want to win some Saturday tournaments, and you got some tough duels. Is that still kind of on the table? That expectations still high, even though you got a younger team this year.
Yeah, it's always want to win tournaments. Always want to get as high as you can on the podium. But really, I think it's about getting better and getting ourselves on the position to be fighting for trophy wins, team titles next year, maybe the year after that too.
All right. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Skyler Spohr, Knoxville Boys Wrestling Coach. More after this on KNIA KRLS.